Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Let's welcome in Hoosh, T.J. Hushmanzada, who, this is the best part about the Ja Morant discussion, right? T.J. was, I mean, can I use the word thug, right? Or you weren't a gangbanger like we've talked about this on my pod. When you're a teenager, like, you literally sold drugs, right? So you got your life clean and you became, you know, you went to junior college, you went to college, and then you go to the NFL. So when you see a guy who grows up the way that Ja Morant does and is on a track to becoming a more $500 million, maybe even more level superstar, and trying to act like he's one of those dudes. What do you think when you see it?
Man, when I first saw the situation with Ja Morant, this is exactly what went through my mind. Like, I don't know if Ja Morant is really from the streets or not. I don't know, and I don't care. Let's just say he is. He accomplished the ultimate goal. He made it out. He was one of the few that got out of the streets and made it out. Don't mess it up by making silly mistakes. That's my only thing. I don't know. I don't know Ja Morant. And so if you were really in the streets like that, you made it out. Leave it behind, because everybody that's in the streets, you get in the streets because that's your only hope. That's your only chance, we feel. And to make it out is like a sigh of relief. The guys in the streets want to be in Ja Morant's position, and he wants to be in a position. So I just hope he figures this out, man. Being in the streets is, it's not easy. That's for sure. And to make it out is the ultimate goal. And so hopefully him going to counseling, talking with his father. And that's another thing. You have a father that's in your life, man. If I wish my son would try to get in the streets when he becomes adult, we got a problem.
T.J. Hushmanzada. Hey, I want to get to football in a second, but I went to the Laker game last night, and I don't care about the officiating thing. Like, everybody, it's not worthy of a radio conversation. That's like when we're sitting around having a beer watching a game. But Hillbilly Mamba was killing. Okay? Austin Reeves, they put Austin Reeves in the starting lineup, and he was great. And look, I've been critical of my boy Jay Williams over at ESPN for a long time because he says some crazy stuff, okay? But he pointed out today, like, I don't know what you do when you bring LeBron back, because this guy, the ball is kind of going through him some, and he's making plays, and you bring LeBron back. We all know how it works when LeBron comes back. He's got the ball. He's making the plays. He's making the decisions. How do you think that all unfolds if and when LeBron comes back this year?
It's going to be tough, because Austin Reeves has been really good in the pick and roll. He's making really good decisions. He's drawing fouls. He's getting and ones. He's getting AD the ball.
what happened to me, this is what should happen, is with LeBron coming back, I think LeBron was playing around 35 to 39 minutes. With him coming back, you lower his minutes, and when he's out of the game, you try to stagger it to where Reeves is not on the court so much with LeBron. So when LeBron is resting, now you can run the offense through Austin Reeves, him in a pick and roll with AD. To me, that's the only way you can do it, because when LeBron comes back, the ball is going to be in his hands. But Reeves has been so successful basically playing LeBron that you got to see if it can work. I mean, you just have to.
I agree. You got to see if it works. And there's a way to do it. We have reached the point where we're like, are we really better if we have LeBron? Like, I think we're better, but I don't know we're better, because it changes the way we play in a major fashion. All right, let's get to some football stuff. You work out wide receivers, you work out quarterbacks, okay? So you have a working knowledge of all of these guys. Bryce Young seems to check every box except he's tiny. Like, he's just not a big fella. And then you have other guys that check, you know, C.J. Stroud checks a lot of boxes, but he ain't Bryce Young on the football field. So I put T.J. Hushmanzada ahead of the Carolina Panthers. What do you do at quarterback?
Man, I was asked this question already, and it's a tough answer. But I'm going to give you an answer. I'm not going to straddle the fence. Bryce can just flat-out play football. He's smart. He's accurate. He has a good arm. And everything that you said is true. One, you go with who you're comfortable with, who you feel you mesh with. But if I'm the Panthers, I'm probably going to go with CJ. If I trust that Frank Wright can develop quarterbacks the way that he's done in the past, and having Carson Wentz playing well after he got him from Philly, had him in Philly, this is no easy thing, because you got to have guys around them that can get open. You got to understand, they traded DJ Moore. So who's going to be that go-to guy? Do they go get a DeAndre Hopkins? They just signed Adam Thielen. And so that's tough. But if I had to make a pick, I could flip a coin and I'd be satisfied with Bryce or CJ. But if you're going to make me pick a pick, which I'm going to do, I would go with CJ Stroud.
All right. Which quarterback would you avoid?
Wow. I don't know. Like, I don't truly believe, Doug, that, like, oh, this guy's a bust. That guys become busts because coaching isn't what it needs to be. Like, there's a lot of coaches that they can't teach, but they don't think that. Like, if guys are rated so high and everybody, there's a consensus that this guy can play, this guy, it's the coaching, it's the development, it's the teaching aspect that isn't registering with that player. And so who would I avoid? I don't believe guys are busts. Like, I don't know, man. That's a tough one. If I drafted Anthony Richardson, I would not want him to play the entire first year, maybe two. He just hasn't had enough starts, so I don't think I would avoid him. But I would be cognizant of his limited starts in college.
You wouldn't use him in the same fashion that they used VY when he first came in, or even Lamar when he first came in, or some of these guys where you kind of do run oriented, or Jalen Hurts, and allow him to develop, you know, throughout the season into the offseason?
No, because Jalen Hurts played a lot of football in college.
I agree. No, I understand. I'm just asking you. I understand the difference.
I would not do that, because Ultimately you're going to have to throw the ball accurately with anticipation, and playing the NFL is a whole different animal than playing in college. And so I don't want to mess with his psyche. If he can sit a year, possibly two, he should be ready to go. But if you throw him in there too early, you can possibly ruin him. I don't think it's worth, if he has to play, you're not winning. So why ruin him and lose when you're going to lose anyway?
It's a great point. Of the wide receivers, who's the guy who changes the game the most in the draft?
This draft, the receivers is, there's really no clear-cut number one. Had Jackson not been hurt the entire season, I believe he would have been a clear-cut number one. You got Quentin Johnson. He's big. He can run. Really good route runner. But the best route runners are smaller guys. And J.
Josh Downs, Zay Flowers, Tank Dell. And then you got a big guy in Michael Wilson at Stanford that can run routes like a small guy, just doesn't have the big speed like the little guys. And so this draft of receivers, to me, is more route runners than just get down the field. But the route runners are the ones that ultimately have the success because you can create separation. It doesn't matter who you go against. And so I don't believe you'll see many busts out of this draft out the receiver position because these guys can create separation. To me, that's the most important thing about playing receiver.
T.J. Hustmanzada is our guest here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. So the Raiders took Jimmy Garoppolo. They're changing this thing out. They're kind of doing the Patriots West thing. Do you like what they're doing to adjust their roster?
I do not. I'm not trading Darren Waller for a third round pick. Like, really? Yeah, he was hurt last year, but one of the best tight ends in football. Jimmy Garoppolo is a better fit for the Raiders than Derek Carr, but he's not a better quarterback than Derek Carr. Like, I don't under this Patriots West thing. Like, you got to be able to have success as a head coach if you're Josh McDaniels before you start trying to implement this Patriots West thing if this is what they're doing. I don't believe you get better by letting good players go. Devontae Adams, they do have that, and so that will help them. Hunter Renfrow can get open. Josh Jacobs has yet to sign a franchise tender. Defensively, they have a good team defensively, but I don't like getting rid of good players like Darren Waller for a third-round pick. Like, there's nobody you're drafting in the third round that's going to be better than Darren Waller. Nobody. And so I don't like it, but I do believe Garoppolo is a better fit than Carr. When I saw what Stidham, when Jared Stidham came into the game and he started against the 49ers and he threw for over 300 yards, I said, whoa, what is Derek Carr not understanding that Stidham really understands? And so I believe Josh McDaniels can get it done with Garoppolo because I saw what Stidham was able to do, but it does concern me.
Yeah, I look at Derek Carr and I think I think he's the most overrated, over-discussed quarterback in the NFL.
Wasn't, wow, that's harsh.
I mean, all things considered, right? That doesn't mean he's the worst quarterback. It's when he signs, he goes to the Jets and like, he could be a Hall of Famer. Then they don't even offer him. You know, he ends up in New Orleans. How many coaches has he gone through where they haven't been sold on him? And he hasn't played great in big moments where we go, okay, well, maybe it's not all the coach. Maybe some of it's the player.
Oh, of course, some of it is on the player. But I just point to the adversity of the 2021 season. How many quarterbacks could navigate and lead their team to the playoffs the way that Derek Carr did that? You lose your head coach in John Gruden, he's fired. You have a tragedy with Henry Rugg. Arnett's pulling out firearms on social media, and he gets released. Versace is the interim head coach, and you're inside the 10-yard line in the playoffs with a chance to beat the Bengals who go on to play in the Super Bowl. I don't know how many guys could have that type of adversity and lead their team the way that he did. And so that year showed me a lot of his character. And so I can't just act like that didn't happen. There's not many guys that could do that. And so I got to remember all that adversity and how he led that team. That's hard for me to not bring up when people say that Derek Carr is not this, Derek Carr is not that. He just did what I spoke of, and that's not easy to do.
T.J. Hustmanzada, who's you're the best? Up on Game, of course, is every Saturday morning here on Fox Sports Radio. And Plaxico Burress, LeVar Arrington's great show with some good dudes. We'll talk hoops next time. We'll talk some football next time. You're the best. Thanks for joining us.
Mr. Gottlieb, keep killing it, my guy.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.